the neurologist, she asked me about a big and fight hard to get a full-time neurologist in Letterkenny. There's only so much we can do as electric conscious. We have to have a meeting with this man, and we have to, the people need help in that hospital. It's shocking, you know. I don't think it's the money issue is the problem with the hospital. I think they're just not recruiting staff. The staff is brilliant, they just need more of them. I've heard all the stories about A&E and all that, and I'm telling you, it's probably only when you experience it yourself how bad it is. And as I say, I can't thank the staff, and I'll film the cleaners, to the porters, to them all. Like, they're absolutely amazing. But when I went on through A&E, I was probably fortunate enough that I was straight on their bed. I wasn't hanging about, didn't have to sit all day. And the condition I was in, I think, for the doctors had sent a letter, they knew that there was something serious going on. And there was an elderly lady sitting in a wheelchair in front of my bed, and I got up conversation with her and asked, was she in love? She was sitting in that wheelchair 32 hours. Now, this lady was well in her 70s, 32 hours sitting in a wheelchair. The easiest way I can describe it to people, it's like you'd think it was a wire or something. The wheelchair's down along the corridors. This is in behind the doors. This is not out in the A&E waiting room. Lying down along the corridors, drops hanging everywhere, and shocking. I couldn't believe that they weren't in a bed or they were sitting the way they were sitting for that length of time, you know.